Welcome to the Calder Bean, you cocksucking motherfucking dog shit ass cunt bitch.
I wonder what you would do if you had the power to dream at night any dream you wanted to dream. You would, I suppose, start out by fulfilling all your wishes. You could design for yourself what would be the most ecstatic life. Love affairs, banquets, dancing girls, wonderful journeys, gardens, music beyond belief. And then after a couple of months of this sort of thing, at 75 years a night, you'd be getting a little taste for something different. You would get more and more adventurous, and you would make further and further out gambles as to what you would dream. And finally, you would dream where you are now.
All right, guys, your next comic is a very funny guy. You can see him at the Comedy Shrine in Aurora. He's a regular there. He runs his own podcast. Please give it up for Ian Ellis.
If I showed up looking like this basement. Years, I thought I was alone. And I'm glad you're here. I don't know how you got here. I wandered in on a shroom trip. I hope you guys are old enough to hear these jokes. It's like if To Catch a Predator was in the Cheddar's basement. I got a prescription for Adderall. It's not my prescription. I have possession of it. People drink to get fucked up. I'm already fucked up. Quiet. Shut your eyes and have peace for 5 minutes. People out there are trying to find themselves. Like, how the fuck did you lose you? Tried everything. Drugs, alcohol, anonymous sex. Can't get rid of me. Nobody's some shit. Alright, Bill Cosby's in the back of the room. I'm not saying you should watch your drinks, but if you go missing in this basement, it might not be the first unsolved case that started here. The neighbor's nephew just got off. Also, there's a GoPro camera directly above my shoulder. Sudden movements. Using all the saw traps. Saw the second Cloverfield. It was fucking weird. Just being watched. By dreamy eyes. I'm getting married. I have a fiance. He's trying to turn me like a gay vampire. Are you sure? Somebody look for his reflection. It's probably sparkling. Vampires. You guys ever realize that my life is hard? We're talking harder than it needs to be. I think that's how religion got started. I went to a shaman and they're like, hey dude, why is life a troll? It seems like everything on this planet is trying to kill us. There's not a square foot of this planet that isn't trying to kill it. If it's not the lions, tigers, and bears, disease will get you. Alright? If you don't believe me, take a stroll through the rainforest. You're not invited. A mosquito will take your life. I don't care what plans you had. Now you have typhoid. You're not welcome. Shaman was like, that's some heavy shit. Alright, so no good bitch ain't an apple. Well, none of these bitches, bitch. Stupid answer. We don't get better answers today. Like, why is Trump almost president? Legislation and districting. That bitch probably stole something. No, you can't trust these hoes. I'm not misogynistic. I love my girlfriend. His braces. She's older than me. Not these girls. If I was just 25 years younger, I'd invite you to the ice cream social. Probably be tubbier. I grew into this hot mess. What the fuck was I talking about? She has braces. I love them because they're like lingerie for teeth. So every time she smiles, I'm like, oh baby, you got dressed up for me. You guys have been amazing. My name is Jenna. I love you very much.
Take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. Please don't make any sudden moves.
You don't know the half of the abuse.
What could you take?
What could you take? What could you take? What could you take? What dimension of being lost, of abandonment of your power, what dimension of that could you stand? You would dream the dream of living the life that you are actually living today. That would be within the infinite multiplicity of choices you would have, of playing that you weren't God. Because the whole nature of the Godhead, according to this idea, is to play that he's not. So in this idea then, everybody is fundamentally the ultimate reality. Not God in a politically kingly sense, but God in the sense of being the self, the deep down basic whatever there is. And you're all that, only you're pretending you're not.
This is my part, nobody else speak.
This is my part, nobody else speak.
Let us suppose that I'm the patient and you are the students and the doctors. And I suffer from what you would call the delusion that I'm God.
When someone comes up and says something like, I am a God, everybody says,
who does he think he is?
And therefore, you might want to do something about me or with me, or humor me or ask me questions. And so I'm perfectly willing to submit to your examination and your treatment and invite you to help yourselves.
When did you become God?
Now.
When you married me?
No.
If you were God now, what were you yesterday?
Now.
God.
You don't become God.
Am I also God?
Yes.
God, why do you hide in the sight of so many?
Why do you hide? It's for the same reason you're hiding.
I just told you who I thought I was. A God. I just told you. That's who I think I am. Would it have been better if I had a song that said, I am a nigga? Or if I had a song that said, I'm a gangster. Or if I had a song that said, I'm a pimp. All those colors and patinas fit better on a person like me, right? But to say you are a God, how could you say that? How could you have that mentality?
This little light of mine, glory be to God, yeah. I'ma make sure that they go where they can't go. If they don't wanna ride, I'ma still give them raincoats. Know what God said when he made the first rainbow? Just notice at the end of fucking lane for the intro. I'm just having fun with it. You know that a nigga was lost. I laugh in my head cause I bet that my ex looking back like a pillar of salt. Cause they flipped the script on your ass like Wesley and Spike. You cannot mess with the light. Look at the channel from 79.
We on a ultralight beam. We on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything.
Hallelujah.
Everything.
I'm trying to keep my faith.
Yes,
but I'm looking for more. Somewhere I can feel safe. And in my holy
world. Father, this prayer's for everyone that feels they're not good enough. This prayer's for everybody that feels that they're too messed up. For everyone that feels they said I'm sorry too many times. You can never go too far when you can't come back home again. That's why I need help.